this great American fascination with what's happening across the pond.
Absolutely. It's a global fascination. I mean, when I looked it up and realized that an estimated 2 billion people watched Prince William marry Kate Middleton in 2011, it's just really absurd. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we are entranced by this idea of a princess, and particularly a prince marrying, you know, someone who is not royal. It indulges these sort of childhood fairy tale princess fantasies that so many of us grew up with.
Well, let me go to, I'm a guy. I just never thought in those terms. I mean, what extent does a young American woman grow up that way?
Mm-hmm. One word that every expert that I talk to use, and that word is Disney. We grew up with princesses all around us. They're, you know, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty. We were really bombarded.
So Disney is a royalist company. Disney doesn't want a republic. It wants a monarchy. That's it. I get it. You know, one thing, maybe I'm giving this too much of analysis, but when you think about where it might be ideal to be a princess, where there isn't paparazzi that might chase you, where you can enjoy the entitlements of royalty and serving the people, but not have to worry about being ambushed the way that Princess Diana was. So I'm thinking, in a way, it would be more of a dream to be the dancing queen in Sweden, or even lesser royalty like Luxembourg or Liechtenstein rather than Britain, you know?
True. And no other country has, you know, even come close to the amount of hoopla that surrounds these kind of events with these royals. There's just all manner of viewing parties and anything that you want with Harry and Meghan Markle's face on it, you can get.
You see, I just continue to think it's like being the multi-lottery winner, that in the end, your life can go down in flames as it did Princess Diana. And if you're married into royalty, much better, some generations ago, Monica, Princess Grace, or even the woman who became the queen of Sikkim or in Jordan.
Right. No. Yeah,
I mean, but maybe people aren't thinking in those political terms, but I'm saying none of the paparazzi, none of the hardship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people think about the hardship. I think that's why we like to watch this one day, which is supposed to be the perfect day. You just have to look at, you know, how the wedding industry couches this day. Nothing goes wrong, and we like to watch the walk down the aisle, and we like to watch the vows and the parading through the streets, because, you know, it's all happiness. There's nothing wrong. But then when you actually, you know, start to think about what a life like this means, it's really nothing like that at all.
Yeah. Well, dreams are dreams. You don't have all that negativity in a Disney flick, I guess. All right. Well, thank you, Caroline, for helping us better understand it, even in Cerebral, a magazine journal as The Atlantic. Thanks.
Thank you.